Kenny, I imagine that you and the players are feeling pretty sore after that.
Yeah, in the end, Middlesbrough just had too much for us. The free kick then Downing coming off the bench summed it up. And, you know, it was a frustrating situation because we did put some passion and energy into today. If you're going to lose a game, and we never want to lose, but if you are going to lose, today is a better way than Wednesday where, you know, at the time I didn't think we really turned up or got going or put any passion into it. Today there was some passion and a lot to base it on. But ultimately, the three goals against are a frustration, obviously, and losing, we understand that, is not what we want.
Yeah, I mean, the goals against, obviously, we'll come to in a moment. You could have had more goals in the second half. You had several near misses.
Yeah, we did, and there was some good performance out there. A formation change, I felt, helped us both defensively and offensively in terms of what we did, but ultimately Middlesbrough had too much for us.
Now, you, obviously, there are defensive issues. I mean, losing Courtney Horse hasn't helped you. I mean, you said in the week that you're pretty stretched for defenders, even more so now, and that will have to be addressed.
Of course, and we understand that, and it leaves us very thin on the ground for recognised defenders. We know that, and you know, we can see that today in terms of the team selection.
I assume Ebanks Lundell isn't close yet, no?
I think a week, maybe 10 days, you know, away from training is where Ethan is. You know, for the next run of games, Birmingham, Bristol City, Burnley, he won't be available for those.
Will the club have to act this week? Is what I'm getting to, Kenny. And you understand, I know that you're always looking for players, and that's a point you've made on a number of occasions. But the need is becoming a little bit more acute now.
Well, we're obviously very stretched. Iorfa, whether he gets over his injury, he certainly will be free of suspension. We understand that. And then, you know, recognised experienced defenders are at a premium at the moment in terms of inside our group. And being strong enough at championship level is a very important point.
Indeed it is. For all that, at 1-1, the game could have gone either way. How do you see the penalty decision?
Yeah, I felt that their penalty was one. That was my first impression. Similarly, at the other end, you know, a very good cross from Byrne, volley from Henry, save from the goalkeeper, then tackle from the wrong side. Yeah. I did feel that was a pen as well at 1-0 up, but sometimes you don't get those. That was the case with that particular situation, and you know, we understand that. And you know, overall anyway, I felt that there was a lot to base on today. There was some heart and passion into it, and ultimately then the Middlesbrough side had too much for us. If we're looking at Wednesday night, it didn't go that way, and today is more of a performance that will get us results.
Indeed. What's going to happen this week? You obviously had a pretty rough week, one thing and another, and a lot of goals have gone in. You're right, there was certainly more in the performance today, but the players will be hurting this week. You've got a very big game next week. How's it going to go this week?
Yeah, it's going to go fine. We're going to base our performances on today. We're going to recognise that Wednesday wasn't good enough. That was the case. We're going to you know, address the situation in terms of the goals against Colham, which we do need to do. And then we're going to make sure that we come out fighting when we play Birmingham, Bristol City and Burnley, and try to have, as we did when we played Middlesbrough last time, a good run against those three sides and pick up as many of those 9 points as possible.
Was Connor Cody a touch lucky not to be sent off, do you think, in the first half?
Well, I didn't think the first booking was a booking. I thought that was a harsh one, and you could probably put three of Middlesbrough's players during the course of the game who should have got at least three bookings. You know, that was the case, let alone two. So, you know, if we should have had one sent off, they could have had three sent off. And you know, in the end, he's decided to let everybody on, and that's the way it works.
Is that the better way, do you think, for refereeing?
Well, I think probably by, you know, the letter of the law, generally referees early in a game or early in a half don't book players and let people off with situations. And experienced players know that. They know they have the challenge. They know that when you're away, they can pull somebody down early and not get booked. Whereas as the game goes on, as the halves go on, you know, it's a situation where then they do get booked. But you know, we understand that. We don't want to be blaming referees for this particular defeat. We want to talk about performance. We want to talk about results. And although we haven't got a result today, which ultimately is frustrating, we had some performance level that was a lot higher and a lot better for us to base our season on going forward than Wednesday night.
Thanks, Kenny.